Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Head to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S, right now and use promo code DOGS when you check out. Take advantage of the 50% off site-wide sale, plus you'll get 8 free burgers with your order. And again, use that code DOGS when you check out to get $30 off your order. And Danger Coffee. Get 10% off at dangercoffee.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS. 10% off mold-free, toxin-free, delicious coffee.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
Deshaun Watson could be forced to sit again for deposition. Okay. What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Josh all alone with you this morning, and there's some headlines floating around the Twitter sphere, social media universe, talking about Deshaun Watson potentially facing another suspension from the NFL. As soon as I saw this stuff, I immediately had to dive into it, figure out what in the world are they even talking about? Where is this coming from? And is any of this actually news? So that's what I want to dive into today. We'll talk about it all. We'll do a little background on some things just to bring everybody up to speed. And we'll try to dissect this essentially and figure out what in the world is going on. So this could very possibly be an episode that's marked with the E for explicit on your audio devices, because there's some stuff here that just grinds my gears. So here we go. You know what? YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, just please like the video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell so you don't miss anything new coming from the Dogs Podcast. And let's dive into all this nonsense real quick. So like most of the news, you know, from the media that gets shared around nowadays, it's a lot of the same regurgitated stuff. It's a quick report from somebody, you know, on social media that says this, and this, and then everybody just copies and pastes that person's quote into their article and basically gives a comment or two about it, and that's it. Then it's shared. And it's all about clickbait, and it's all a bunch of bullshit. And instead of doing that and just telling you what so-and-so said on social media and then just giving a couple thoughts about it, let's actually freaking talk about it, because I am so sick and tired of these people writing headlines in a certain way that I guess leads somebody to believe something that's not true. It's an insinuation of something that isn't actually happening. But yet people online are just kind of stupid anymore, and they'll believe pretty much anything. So this really, really gets me going. So the main thing with this, like I said before, none of this really is news. It's not new. The only really thing new about any of this is the NFL apparently saying that they're not completely ruling out the possibility of further punishment given the evidence that could emerge in the remaining cases and or the eventual verdicts. Okay, so what I don't understand about this is Deshaun Watson was already suspended in 2022 for 11 games, which that in and of itself was a total joke, because if you remember, they had the first time ever the NFL went to a system where they were using an individual arbitrator to overhear a suspension case. And they've never done this before. The NFL had always issued its own suspensions, its own rulings. So they went to a new system because there was a whole bunch of shit going around. You know, they were getting it left and right every time. It's not fair. It's not fair. You know, you guys pick and choose what you want to rule on and the punishments you want to give out. Nothing seemed like it made any sense. So they go to the individual arbitrator and she overhears this suspension case. Just for anybody out there who is not on the same page as us dog pack people, listen, the individual arbitrator overhearing the NFL's case, that's not a legal case. That is not a court hearing. Okay. You need to be able to separate the two. There's a huge difference between going to court and sitting in front of a jury and a judge and being tried and going to the freaking NFL for a suspension. They're completely different things. So the individual arbitrator hears all the evidence and everything and goes through the whole process, comes out on the other side and says, you know, based on everything, blah, 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 I'm ruling a 6-game suspension for Deshaun Watson in 2022. And immediately Roger Goodell and the NFL come right back and say, screw the individual arbitrator, screw this whole new process that we worked really hard to put into place to try to make things more fair. We're overruling her. We're making it 11 games. So immediately the NFL discredited themselves, their new process. And just if that didn't reveal to you what the NFL's agenda is with all of this, then I don't know what will. They just want to punish the living shit out of Deshaun Watson, out of the Cleveland Browns, and it all goes back to the contract. I'm telling you right now, it all goes back to the contract. We'll get into that here in a little bit, but I want to go back to a little history on how we got to where we are right now doing this video today about the current crap going around social media. So 26 women, if you recall, originally filed civil suits. 23 of those women have settled their cases with Deshaun Watson. So just a quick note, one of the most frustrating arguments that I see a lot, why would Deshaun Watson settle those cases if he wasn't guilty? And then my quick response is usually, well, why did the women want to settle if they weren't completely full of crap? I mean, you can take it both ways, but the real answer is still pretty simple, because civil suits don't determine guilt. It's another misconception I see a lot of people have. Civil suits only ascertain liability, okay? So here's what uscourts.gov, the official website of the United States courts, has to say about settlements. The courts encourage the use of mediation, arbitration, and other forms of alternate dispute resolution designed to produce a resolution of a dispute without the need for trial or other court proceedings. As a result, litigants often agree to a settlement. Absent a settlement, the court will then schedule a trial. The courts encourage parties in the suit to come to a settlement. And there's many reasons why. Civil cases can drag on forever. They can, honestly, civil suits can get really, really stupid. If you've ever been through a divorce, there's a good chance you know what I'm talking about. The burden of proof, meaning the importance of being able to prove something beyond a reasonable doubt. That's burden of proof. That is much lower in a civil suit than a criminal one, which makes sense, right? If you're being accused of something in criminal court, you want to make sure that your accuser has to provide some seriously hard evidence to convict you, because the punishment, if you're found guilty, is prison. It's completely different in a civil suit. People sue other people all the time. And anymore, I mean, you could say something mean to somebody's cat and they're like, I'm going to sue you. And what sucks about civil suits is because the accuser doesn't have to provide evidence at the same high level as a criminal case, there is always a decent chance that the person being accused is eventually going to have to pay something. So here's a better way to explain it. Criminal court decides if you go to jail or not. Civil court just decides how much you have to pay the other person. In most cases, the defendant is going to have to pay something. If a case goes all the way to trial, then the final outcome will determine the final amount that has to be paid. It's all about liability and how much you owe the other person. Again, there is no guilty or not guilty verdict in a civil case. And if anybody ever says they weren't found innocent, then you know right away they don't know what they're talking about, because criminal cases do not find innocence. They either find guilty or not guilty. With nobody, the whole innocent versus guilty thing is another misconception. So this is why, I mean, again, most civil cases get settled out of court because the cases can drag on and on and on for years. People will rack up large court and attorney fees, endure the hardship of simply having the suit looming over them for that lengthy period of time. So to avoid the fees piling up and just get the damn thing over with, people will usually come to a settlement and move on. So again, with all of that information, that background on the differences between criminal and civil, let's look at Deshaun Watson. And if I remember right, there were 22 women who originally tried to file criminal cases against him, all with one attorney. Mind you, they didn't each go to their own attorney and have their own separate, you know, cases and situations come up against him. They all came together collectively as a single unit with one attorney to try to do this thing to Deshaun Watson. So to me, that was kind of red flag number one, that something was not so on the up and up with this whole situation. And the accuser's attorney, Tony Busby was his name, he took what evidence, you know, the women could pull together, and he brought it to two different grand juries in Texas. Both of those juries declined to bring any charges against Deshaun because the evidence was essentially bogus. Go back. I did a whole video on this last year, and I detailed Watson's entire side of the argument, all the counter evidence that he and his legal team provided. And it's interesting because that is clearly why the criminal courts pretty much laughed the accuser stuff out of the door. And that's another thing that no one talks about this really, except us. I feel like no one in the media is talking about Deshaun Watson's side of the accusations. You've got a court case. There is a plaintiff and a defendant, and both sides have a story. Both sides have arguments. This side, the plaintiff, the accusers have evidence that they're trying to bring to accuse the defendant. The defendant has rebuttals and evidence of their own to go back against what the accusers are saying. Only the accusers are being talked about in the media, and that is absolutely wrong. But no one in the media will talk about Deshaun Watson's side of the accusations. And it's interesting because the actions of the courts actually favor his side of everything. And all I see being shared on Twitter are screenshots of the accusations from the women, and people read what the women said and accuse them of, and they take it as fact. And guys, of course, those official accusations from the court documents are going to sound terrible. The accuser's attorney, Tony Busby, or whoever the representing attorney is, they want to win the case. So the accusations are written in a way that sounds awfully damning for Deshaun Watson. Okay, but if you read the counter accusations from Deshaun Watson and his legal team, it makes you stop and say, okay, seriously, what the F is going on here? The women were actually contacting him in many instances for massage sessions. They were asking him to go on dates with them. They would randomly show up at his house. They bragged to their family members and friends about how great he was and how much they enjoyed their time with him. Does any of that sound like victim behavior? Oh, and they all just conveniently deleted their business Instagram accounts to try and hide the messages that proved all that. But it must not have worked very well because the two criminal courts were having none of it, which just goes to say that the rebuttals from Watson, his legal team had more supporting evidence and credence than what the accusers were trying to say. So I could get lost in the background of the whole Deshaun Watson situation, but just go back, watch my video from last year. I detail, you know, his side of things entirely, and I'll put that link to that video in the description here. But back to the point of today. This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, you know my household runs on Omaha Steaks, and that's why I'm so excited that 50% off site-wide is back. That's right. It's Omaha Steaks President's Day sale. And right now, listeners of this show can go to omahasteaks.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Use promo code DOGS when you check out and get 8 free burgers with your order. With the price of food and meat nowadays being sky high, these are my favorite sales of the year because nothing can beat 50% off all the juicy, tender steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, etc. Plus, grab a package with the caramel apple tartlets for dessert. I never order anything from Omaha Steaks without getting those caramel apple tartlets. Take advantage of this sale right now before it's over. That's 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS and get 8 free burgers with your order. Hey, Ohio, if you haven't downloaded the BetMGM app yet, you'll definitely want to take advantage of this limited time offer. New users who sign up through our link must deposit $10 and place a first wager of $5 on any live bet. Once your bet is placed, you will instantly receive $150 in bonus bets. You will get 3 bonus bet tokens of $50, allowing you to make multiple wagers with your bonuses. This offer is only available if you sign up through our link, which you can find in the description below, or scan the QR code on your screen to start signing up. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify. So 22 women originally tried for criminal court. They were dismissed immediately. Then 4 more accusers saw this as an opportunity for a nice payday, and they came and joined the party. 26 total filed civil suits. Deshaun and his legal team came to settlements with 23 of those 26. One of the 3 remaining withdrew her suit, which that's interesting, and that left the 2 that are still active today. And like I said at the top of the show, this isn't new. These 2 have been open for, 2 years now? A year and a half? This isn't new stuff. We knew this. These final 2 cases were active last offseason, and the one in question here was filed in October 2022, and the other one was in March 2021. So again, not new stuff. Deshaun went to the deposition for the former on June 9th last year, 2023. We talked about it. It lasted for over 2 hours, and that was the case where his lawyer, Rusty Harden, called this specific case in question, the one we're talking about right now all over social media and in the news, he called it a total sham. And we talked about it again on that show last year. So listen to this from USA Today. In Watson's deposition in June, Harden blasted one of the women's attorneys during their dispute about her questions to Watson, according to a partial transcript filed in court last week. Harden appeared to reference how this lawsuit was the only one that was filed after Watson settled the other cases in 2022. Quote, "Not only is your lawsuit irrational and has no value at all, but we are not going to be trying other incidents in other cases." And this is coming from Rusty Harden during this deposition. "There's no secret in the world that he was sued by multiple women and settled multiple lawsuits. But we are not going to try those cases again, and we're not going to be answering questions about those other cases, all of which are the subject of confidentiality agreements." He continues on saying, "You jumped in at the last minute. The evidence is going to show, and has already shown with the filings, just what a bogus lawsuit this is. And you can't just file a lawsuit against a man that has some money and then get to go into any and everything. Not going to happen. If you make it to the court, you can do so, but he is not going to answer about other incidents. You ask a man to come in here and ask, did he ever get an erection during a massage? We're not answering those kinds of questions. We will answer anything you want about the plaintiff in this case and her encounter with him." So the woman's attorney in this case was essentially trying to bait Watson into answering questions about some of the other cases that had already been settled. They're done. They're over with. They're in the books. And not only that, but those cases had a thing called confidentiality attached to them. So this attorney was trying to get him to comment and answer questions about those cases. And Rusty Harden was having none of it. And he shut that down real quick. And by the way, if you followed this whole situation from the beginning, Rusty Harden, again, Deshaun Watson's lawyer, seems like a seriously top-notch attorney. This dude, he knows his shit, and he wasn't taking any shit from Tony Busby or this other attorney in this case, none of it. So now what's going on is the woman in this case and her attorney from last June, they've requested a judge to order Deshaun Watson to testify at another deposition since this one ended, was cut off without any kind of resolution because, again, Deshaun wasn't answering any questions during the deposition because the questions weren't about this specific case. They were about other cases. I don't understand how some of these legal things, these proceedings are allowed to continue on whenever attorneys are doing things that are clearly unethical and just against common logic. But Watson's attorney was right on point here saying, no, do not answer any of this person's questions about anything not pertaining to this specific case. So the fact that he's being asked to testify again at another deposition this year, there's really nothing notable. It's an open case. They clearly aren't wanting to settle it yet. So yeah, he's going to have to appear in court again probably at some point. And this could all happen again with that second open case from March 2021. The way a lot of this is being presented, though, makes it sound like he's back in court with something new, which is what I despise and hate about the media. You know, we have way, like I said before, too many lazy, gullible people online, and they can barely read and decipher headlines as it is, let alone actually wanting to try and go in and understand an entire situation. So that's essentially what's going on with the whole court case thing right now with Deshaun Watson. Nothing new. If you take away nothing else from this episode, this video segment, just understand that it's really nothing new. These headlines and everything about having to go back to court, testifying again, it's not really what it's being made out to be. The big deal to me, and I'll go back to the top of this, is what the NFL said. And I'll kind of break this down as well. So again, this came out from NFL reporter Mike Florio, and he was suggesting essentially the league may, again, try to punish Deshaun Watson. So his quote, absent a settlement or dismissal, the remaining claims against Watson will go to trial at some point. Although he has been suspended 11 games by the NFL for the allegations, that's interesting, isn't it? He's been suspended 11 games by the NFL for the allegations, not for the evidence, not for the verdicts. Just for the allegations, simply for the allegations. So the dude got accused and got suspended for it. Not a great precedent, NFL. Anyway, although he has been suspended 11 games by the NFL for the allegations, the league has not completely ruled out the possibility of further punishment, given the evidence that could emerge in the remaining cases and or eventual verdicts. Wow, how convenient, NFL. So you're just kind of reserving the right to continue punishing a guy. There has been nothing has been found after all these years. It's been how many years now since all this crap originally started, and there's no verdicts. There's no evidence supporting anything. The courts have ruled on absolutely nothing. And yet he's already faced a fine. He's been forced to do, you know, behavioral counseling sessions, and he got suspended for 11 games. And a lot of my pissed offness about the situation, yeah, I think a lot of this has been really unfair for Deshaun Watson. Again, go back, watch my video about all of his counter arguments and accusations against his accusers, and you'll get a better understanding of really why. But it's really, really unfair for the Browns. I mean, the NFL is really screwing the Cleveland Browns with all of this because, again, we have a quarterback who lost over half of a season, his first season with the team, over accusations. So what's interesting is Brad Stainbrook on Twitter actually pointed out that this contradicts what Tom Pelissero reported from 2022. So I'll talk about that real quick. What Stainbrook said, the settlement covers the four cases Judge Sue L. Robinson, that was the independent arbitrator for the NFL suspension hearing, the four cases she ruled on, as well as in any substantially similar violations before the date of the agreement, which was August 18th, and that was reported by NFL Network. So any new allegations of the same conduct from 2019 to 2021 would not be subject to NFL investigation or discipline. So what Tom Pelissero here is saying, that when the NFL ruled that, you know, the suspension, the fine, the behavioral counseling, all that stuff for Deshaun Watson back in 2022, going into that season, that decision was made in response to there were only four main cases that the individual or independent arbitrator heard for the NFL. It wasn't all 26 like a lot of people believe. It was just four. They picked the four that probably had the best opportunity to provide, you know, any sort of damning evidence against Deshaun Watson, because again, all of these cases are pretty much a crock. So they picked the four that were least crocky and brought them to the NFL. She ruled six games. NFL overruled her, said 11 games. That ruling covered those four cases, as well as, according to Tom Pelissero, as well as any substantially similar violations before the date of the agreement. And that was on August 18th, 2022, prior to that NFL season. So that meant that any new allegations that come out after that ruling, any new allegations about an instance that occurred between 2019 and 2021 were already covered. He was already suspended for this stuff. He's not subject to any more investigation or discipline from the NFL. So that's why this whole situation to me is such bullshit, that the NFL is coming out and saying that they're not ruling out any further punishment for Deshaun Watson. You've already ruled it out. I don't understand where this shit is coming from. You have already ruled on it. You have already suspended him. All of this stuff, this current case that is being talked about right now, is from that time period that was already covered with the 11-game suspension. It's over and done with. So this goes back again, and let me know what you guys think in the comments. This is where I'm going to get really heavily opinionated, but you cannot convince me that all this punishment, the NFL overruling Sue Robinson, all this stuff did not go back to the Browns giving Deshaun Watson the largest guaranteed contract in NFL history. You can't convince me of it. The NFL was pissed off. They were pressured. If you remember this, this was reported on. They were pressured by NFL owners to do something about this contract, because they looked at the Browns and said, you just gave this guy a fully guaranteed $230 million contract. That's insane. No, we can't do that. The rest of the owners were like, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to give out these contracts to people. Don't set this precedent. You need to stop them. And that's what the NFL is doing. The NFL, as much as I love football, I love the NFL, I love watching football, I love the Browns, the NFL as an organization, as a business, is a piece of shit. It really is. There is no moral code with the NFL. Number one is money, number two is money, number three is money, number four, I guess, would be optics, and then like number five would be player safety. But it's all about money and optics, first and foremost. And that's what drives me absolutely insane about this. And you cannot tell me that the NFL coming out right now and saying, well, we haven't ruled out further punishment against Deshaun Watson. I'm telling you, this is a bunch of bullshit. Yes, they have ruled that out. They are going back against what they have already ruled. And I hope that the Browns will not stand for this. This is a targeted attack on the Browns because of, I'm sorry, what our front office decides to do with our team's salary cap and our team's money and the owner, what our owner wants to do, should not be subject to the league's punishment because the league doesn't like it. I'm sorry. Like the Browns, this is what the Browns wanted to do with Deshaun Watson. Agree with it, don't agree with it. However you feel about the contract is your feeling. Like, that's fine. You can have your opinions on that. But the fact is, the Browns felt okay with it. The Browns were okay with doing it. They wanted to do it and they did it. And now they should not have to be punished unreasonably for it. Now, if this was a reasonable punishment, if something came out, a new allegation came out about something that happened this past year, that's a whole different story. That's a different situation, a different case that was not covered by the original suspension. But everything that's going on right now has already been covered. So that's why it's just so stupid that this is even being talked about, that the NFL has the balls to say we're not ruling out further punishment. It drives me nuts. It gets me going, it fires me up, it pisses me off, and I hope the Browns do not stand for any of this bullshit either, because that's exactly what it is, bullshit. Again, however you feel about Deshaun Watson is 100% up to you. If you guys have followed this show, you know how I feel about the whole situation. You guys know how I feel about the cases, the lack of evidence, and what evidence Watson's team presented and all that stuff. If you want to understand the situation, look into it for yourself. Do the digging, do the research. That's what I did, because when we first traded for Deshaun Watson, I'm like, well, he is now the quarterback of the team that I cover on my podcast. So if I'm going to talk about Deshaun Watson, if I'm going to talk about the team and the move to get him, I need to understand the situation. I need to make sure that I feel confident in my soul about what I believe and the way I look at everything. So that's what I did, and that's where we are today. So I know that was a lot. I know I got a little heated in there, but I saw this stuff going around the other night, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe that this deposition, this testifying thing is back in the news cycle, because again, it's not really news. It's just kind of like, well, no kidding. He's going to have to go back and testify again because the case is still open. And what got me from the start with this whole thing, though, was what the NFL said about not ruling out further punishment. And I felt like that had to be wrong. I felt like there was something there that just didn't seem right. And then when I went back and found this original reporting from the NFL Network about the original settlement, the original suspension for Deshaun Watson, and how everything that's already happened in that time period before, all the accusations from that time period before, he's already served his punishment for it. So the NFL is really trying to screw the Browns here. So I don't know. We will see what happens. I'll continue to cover on this stuff because I don't have a problem talking about it. I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, I don't know if I really want to touch the Deshaun Watson stuff. I don't know if I want to give my genuine opinions on it. I don't give a shit. I'll tell you guys what I think. And if you don't agree, that's fine. Just drop it in the comments. It's better to have a civil discussion than to just be like mean about it. So I'll have a civil discussion, a conversation with anybody about this whole situation. But as soon as you throw out a word like rapist or sexual predator, conversation's over, because you are clearly not going to be a reasonable debater. Those things, he wasn't even accused of those things. So let's just quit the nonsense right now. Anybody out there who is still living in the nonsense. But for all of you other dog pack people, all of you Browns fans out there who just are sick and tired of this crap from the NFL, let me hear what you think. Put it in the comments. Let's talk about it. Again, like I said, anything new developing on this, anything else that comes out, I will talk about it and we'll post it and we'll just continue to monitor the situation as time goes on. But until that happens, make sure you guys, again, like this video, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate everybody's support for the show. We have a whole bunch of draft prospect preparation coming out with the NFL draft coming up here in April. Guys that the Browns could be targeting in that second round and beyond. And there's a lot of great names. This is going to be a really good draft class. We're excited about that. And again, free agency opens up here in about a month. So we'll be doing all the stuff. We'll be covering everything the Browns are doing this entire offseason. It's a year-round podcast. We don't stop. We keep coming at it all the time. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Love everybody watching the show. And until I talk to you guys again, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.